Hi guys, welcome back to Typically Peachy. Happy March. We are at the end of the month again. I am here to recap it all. Once again, I have missed you this month. Such an adjustment it's been doing this podcast very differently this year. And honestly, time flies every single time that I sit down to record this monthly, even though it's only been 3 times now. It feels like time has flown so fast. I can't believe literally next week we're in April. But here we are, end of March, and what a month it has been. Let's get into it. What's new this month? What's been going on? A lot's been going on. I started off the month in a very exciting way. I started a new certification course, which I was very excited to do. It's a fashion business essentials course. It's through Parsons School of Design within the new school. So far, I'm really loving it. I made the concrete decision to do it on March 1st, and that felt like a really fun way to enter into the month, and also just gave me something new to focus on, something that I feel like will be very useful, and yes, a bit of an investment, but I feel like a very smart investment. Like I told you guys at the top of the year, I wanted to be very intentional with the decisions that I'm making, and this felt very much like that. I sought it out, I made the decision to do it, and here we are. We are making our way through it. It really does give you top line essentials. I'm still very much in the preliminary phase of it all. But so far, so good. I'll talk to you guys probably more about it once I get further in and when I have concrete feedback from it. But what I do really like about it is that it's 100% online and it's self-paced. The focus of it is marketing, merchandising, branding, production, fundamental components, and there are video lessons that are taught by Parsons faculty and industry experts. Pretty cool. It's been great so far, and I've been trying to stick to a Tuesday-Thursday schedule for myself so I can finish it in a good amount of time, but where it doesn't become too overwhelming with everything else. So stand by to hear more about that. But that was probably one of the biggest things I did for myself in March. And then there were a lot of other fun things that happened very recently. It was my sister's birthday. Huge happy birthday shout out to her. Unfortunately, I was not with her this year, and I had major FOMO because my brother and sister were together during her birthday. If you're close with your siblings, that's one of the worst things ever. When your siblings are hanging out without you, terrible, 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 terrible. But I am glad that my brother was able to be with her. They were able to celebrate. Him and his girlfriend were both with her. So I just called her from afar. And the reason I wasn't with them is because I was on my boyfriend's family's trip in Italy. We were skiing. We just got back this past week. And that was so fun. The whole trip was great. I've talked about this trip before on this podcast, but it really is just so beautiful. Skiing for a week, though, let me tell you, it is a lot of work, okay? You are using muscles in your body that you typically do not use. So when I got back, I was a little bit sore. And one of the best things that I did for myself was that I booked a massage for when I came back. And let me tell you, I'm going to try to make that a part of a routine when I come back from a vacation from now on. Maybe not all vacations, but it was so nice to have something like this to look forward to after a vacation is over. Because you know, you're kind of sad now that you have to get back to reality, back to work, back to life. But just knowing that you're going to have a little bit of relaxation time before it all hits you again, it was a really smart decision. And I found a place close to me that is great. So now I have a designated spot. I'm so happy about it. But yes, the trip overall was so much fun. A lot of pasta, a lot of great, great food, great drinks, great company, pretty good weather. There was a lot of snow at the start of the trip, but then it was beautiful, so sunny, so gorgeous for the rest of the trip. There was one mishap though, and actually it was a pretty big mishap. When I got back, my checked bag was completely open, okay? The zipper broke or something, and it was kept together, tied with a string, and some things inside my bag were no longer there. Yeah, it was quite hectic, and it's kind of the worst when you just really want to go home. The trip's over, you want it to just be easy, but of course, something ends up happening to somebody. Their bag gets lost or split open, in my case. And I'm actually shocked with this one. It was a hard suitcase. And not only that, it was underweight. I think it was like 44 pounds or something, which for me, I felt like that was really good. Not to mention, it was not packed too tightly or anything. So I don't know what happened, but my bag's broken and things are missing. So I had to try to get that all figured out when I got back home, which was not exactly the most fun to have to deal with, but it is what it is. Some lessons learned from that, definitely, which I'll get into a little bit later in this episode. But for now, that's primarily the What's New March recap. New things on the horizon, some personal investments, some really fun travel, celebrations, all in all, a really great month. Now, let's get into the rest of this episode because, of course, there's more to talk about that I wrote down within this past month that we gotta get to. Here we go. All right, what's hot? First thing that I wanted to talk about, Harry Styles' new album, Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally. I know that there's mixed reviews out there, but I've been loving it. I've been listening to the songs over and over again, and I just feel like it's a very good vibe. I think it's different than what people thought it was going to be, but I don't know, I really love it. I also love the music videos for a lot of them. They're fun, they're unique. I would love to see him in concert again. I feel like it will be a very different kind of tour than the previous one, and I did see him last time with my sister. That was actually one of the best concerts ever. It was so much fun. And I think that too is also why people are not receiving this album maybe as well, because they were obsessed with the last album. And listen, I was obsessed with the last album as well, but they're just different. And I feel like it's very hard for artists to satisfy everybody when they had such a major hit with one album. It's almost like the next album, people are bound to like less. I don't know, I feel like we just see that a lot. Or it's the kind of thing that people grow to love an album once they've heard it repeatedly. So we'll see, maybe people will be even more obsessed with it a month from now, 2 months from now, or once he goes on tour. I would not be that surprised. Next up for what's hot, Hannah Montana's 20th anniversary special has arrived. And I am so incredibly excited to watch this. It's on Disney Plus, and everything that I've seen about it thus far has made me more and more excited about this. I mean, what's not to be excited about? It's literally just tapping back into our childhood selves, seeing the behind the scenes. I hear she sings in it. The cast is back together. I'm ready. It has taken me everything this week not to watch it, but I specifically wanted to wait until this weekend to have designated time to actually absorb it and enjoy it. So that's what I'll be doing this weekend. I don't see a world in which I won't be entertained by it. I think too, instead of doing any kind of a reboot or anything, the format of this makes a lot of sense to me. It's for the generation that loved it when they were kids, myself included, and it's just a love letter to that character, to the creation of the show, all of it. I do love too how Miley Cyrus is so into it still. I feel like that makes it all the more fun for the fans. Can't wait to see her back in that wig on my screen. I hope everybody enjoys it to the fullest and just can have a night of remembering what it was like to be a kid again. Sounds incredible. And that's it for what's hot. Now, let's get right in to what's good. First up, a show that I've been loving, Love Story, John F. Kennedy Jr., and Carolyn Bessett. Here's your summary. Love Story, John F. Kennedy Jr. and Carolyn Bessett is an FX limited series dramatizing the intense courtship, 1996 marriage, and tragic 1999 deaths of the iconic couple. It explores the pressure of fame, Carolyn's struggle with public scrutiny, and their high-profile life, leading to the fatal plane crash. I didn't know all that much about their love story before all this, but the celebrity that this couple had was just so intense. Too intense. People were actually obsessed to the point where it was debilitating for her. It's always interesting to me too how it's always seen as a good thing when the non-famous person doesn't care about the partner's celebrity at all. Like, that's viewed as alluring. But really, I feel like if that is the truth, that they don't care about their partner being a celebrity, nor do they want to be a celebrity themselves, the lifestyle of being one would probably be a nightmare. Kind of makes you think that maybe it would be better to have at least a healthy amount of fascination into the world. I don't see how else it could actually work. He was already far too famous, and including her into the mix literally just made his star brighter. So that, paired with how wild and boundaryless celebrity culture was, still somewhat is, but how paparazzi was back then was just a whole different element to the story, a whole nother beast. So yeah, a lot of sad parts to see. Overall, it was an interesting watch. Also, a very fun part of it was the fashion. She was working at Calvin Klein at the time, and that was its own storyline, which I love to see. I do wonder how much of the show is real, though. I don't know what's fact versus fiction in it. I feel like a lot of these shows are based on a true story, but that doesn't necessarily mean that everything that happens within it is correct. But a lot of outlets have done deep dives of what is and isn't, so feel free to look into that too. Also, how this is titled, Love Story, but then about the specific couple, makes me feel like this is sort of a series. You know, Love Story is the umbrella, but then we'll get different famous couples throughout history. I hope that is the case because I do love the deep dives of little pockets of pop culture like this. And where did I watch this? I know it says it's 2026 FX limited series. I watched it on Disney Plus, but Hulu on Disney Plus. It's all confusing now, but that's where I watch Hulu, Disney Plus. All right, next up for what's good are some items, some fashion items specifically for the cold months, all right? I know we're getting out of them, we're heading into spring, and some of these temperatures feel like we're heading into summer some days. But don't be fooled, specifically in the Midwest, we still have plenty of cold days ahead. And right now, a lot of stuff is discounted because we're getting out of the season, so I thought I would share some really fun finds that I have bought this season. Just three things, two of which I actually bought in Italy, but it's a brand that you can buy elsewhere. The brand is Barts, B-A-R-T-S. I believe it's a UK brand. And what I bought is called, I'm gonna try to find the name of the actual thing online. I think it's called the Elise Teddy Hood Hat Scarf. Yeah, E-L-I-E-S-S. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. Teddy Hood Hat Scarf by Barts. And this little hood hat scarf is so cute. Basically, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's like a little scarf that has a hood attached to it. So instead of having to wear a sweatshirt with a hood, it's a hood by itself. It's so cute. I think it's cute to wear down as a hood or, of course, up if it gets chilly. It's a tan color. It's knit and then faux fur on top. Just adorable. And I feel like it's going to be so fun to style with so many different things. I'm wearing my hood hat scarf everywhere because it's warm. Very, very warm. I need and love that. Okay, the next thing that I bought is also from Barts, also bought in Italy, but you can get it online, is a pair of earmuffs, also cream colored. They're so cute, knit on top and then faux fur for the little muffs. And what I liked about these muffs is that they're not bulky. I don't know if you guys know what I mean, but sometimes earmuffs, they just come out really far and it's sort of too much. These are perfect. They lay flat, just incredibly cute. I love them. I've worn these two things together before. You have both your earmuffs and your hooded scarf. It's a lot, but it's a very cute look, especially for the snow bunnies out there. We gotta stay cute while it's so cold. The last thing that I wanted to recommend are a pair of fingerless gloves from A Paris. You can buy these on their website, apparis.com. They're so cute. I bought these before my trip and I love them. I feel like I have little paws on whenever I wear them. And you know what? Even though they're fingerless, they still keep your hands warm. I don't know how, but they are very comfy, so adorable. And these three items together, very chic, okay? This with your fluffy coat on, some cute boots, an adorable sweater, you're set for the remainder of these chilly months. So those are my what's good finds. Hopefully by the next time that I talk to you all, we won't need any of these anymore because it will be so warm out, so spring-like. Here's hoping. And last up for what's good, your song, of course. And we are selecting from Harry Styles' new album, It Just Made Sense. The song that I'm loving and have been replaying over and over again, American Girls by Harry Styles. It's so good. I feel like it's my favorite on the album right now. So check it out on our playlist, Typically Peachy, What's Good on Spotify. And that's it for what's good. So let's get right into Need to Know Basis. Here we go. All right, this week for Need to Know Basis, it's really a learning lesson time, okay? I don't know what it is, but I feel like a lot of times when something like the thing that happened to me on this past trip, where my bag split open, things were lost from it. It feels like that kind of a thing happens to the person that would maybe care about it the most. And I'm a person that takes things on vacation that I actually wear in real life. I know a lot of people do that, obviously, like you're taking your favorite things with you because you want to wear them when you're on vacation. So of course I did that, and unfortunately this happened, which means it was likely that something that was my favorite of something would have been lost. Now I didn't actually know that anything was missing until I brought the bag home, opened it, and saw, oh yeah, there's definitely some stuff not here anymore. And listen, it could have been worse, it could have been a lot worse, but there was one item that got lost that I'm like, dang, I do wear that a lot, I really love that shirt, I've had it for forever. I bring it to vacations a lot of times because it's something that I actually wear, both at home and not at home. So that one was really the hard pill to swallow. And then there's other things that you just love and are happy to have that if they're gone, it's also a bummer. Like literally something that doesn't matter that much, but my Bomba socks, okay? I love Bomba socks and I had a few pairs in there that are just gone. Socks gone. I guess they fell out. I don't even know what happened, but came to the reality that I'm not getting any of that stuff back. But even though I'm sad, previously, like Emma from, I don't know, 3 years ago, would have been devastated. And that's on understanding a situation, recognizing that there's quite literally nothing that you can do to fix that situation. You know, of course, I filed a claim. I did all the stuff with the airport, everything like that. But am I going to get my exact items back that I've lost? No. I'm letting go of the uncontrollable. And I feel like, weirdly, the situations that I have dealt with recently in life, not to be dramatic, but kind of how I started the year off, me telling you all that I thought this year was going to go a certain way, and it kind of shifted, kind of didn't do what I thought it was going to do, sort of rolling with the punches now, trying to control what I can control and not harp on the things that I can't. This is just another one of those scenarios. I couldn't have prevented my bag breaking, but it broke. Here we are. Things are gone. It's annoying. It's upsetting, but it is what it is. Also, I did see a mantra literally the day after this happened that I feel like I really needed to see. So thank you, universe, for putting this in my way. And the mantra said, everything I lose creates space for everything I need. So I guess I gotta go shopping now. I'm kidding. Well, kind of kidding. I mean, I do need some of that stuff. I feel like the majority of my socks are gone now. Some other random stuff too. But it's fine. It could have been a lot worse. It was interesting too, unpacking, and every single thing that I unpacked, I was like, oh, thank goodness you're still here. All these situations in life really are just about perspective. That's what you learn as you get older. You get a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more perspective. Every single thing that happens, try to learn from it. You just gotta think about the chain reaction, you know? Maybe this happened so that I would go shopping to then find my next favorite something. Some of the things that didn't work out at the beginning of the year, because of that, I enrolled in the Parsons certification program, which I'm now loving and learning from. It all needs to lead to something. So long as you're doing that, I think you're on the right track. Whatever track you're on is the right one. That's what I'm telling myself. So thanks for breaking bag. Can't wait to see what this brings to my life. As always, stand by for more updates from me. That is all I have, so thank you all for listening to this week's episode. I hope that you have an amazing rest of your week, a fantastic weekend. Spend some time with the people that you love. Say something nice to a stranger. Enjoy the rest of March. I will talk to you in April. Remember, when you lose, you shop. I didn't make the rules. I'm just following them, so feel free to do the same. And don't forget to stay peachy, my friends.